If your son or daughter plays a contact sport, you need to know about this. It's the NeuroPerformance Mobile Testing Center. It takes the latest technology for testing brain function directly to your child's school or league. Dr. Jeff McWhorter takes me inside the van.
We have two DynaVision units that are state-of-the-art light board technology. What we specifically use these DynaVision boards in this van for is for baseline concussion testing.
Using the light boards, a variety of things will be tested, such as central and peripheral vision, concentration, motor skills, reaction time, memory, and problem solving. I volunteer for the test, which mostly requires hitting buttons on the DynaVision board.
I want you to hit them as fast as you can. All right, are you ready?
Yeah, I think I am.
Here we are.
Some of the tests involve hitting the buttons while solving simple math problems.
10.
Or looking at and memorizing three-letter words.
Lie. Do.
Because of my age, the test shows a loss of peripheral vision.
You see that in your lower visual field, we see a drop-off in your reaction time.
The doctor explains why peripheral vision would be important to an athlete.
You see it coming a little bit faster. If your reaction time's there, you get out of the way a little bit faster.
When the movie Concussion came out a few years ago, we all learned about how repeated blows to the head can cause major damage.
By my calculations, Mike Webster sustained more than 70,000 blows to his head.
And that's why you want to get at this brain stuff early on.
While a child's still developing, until they hit about the third decade of life, their brain tissue is ever maturing. So when you sustain a concussion at a younger age, you're at a higher likelihood of resulting in some long-term deficit.
And surprisingly, it's pretty cheap to get this testing done.
Our cost per test is $45 a kid.
Dr. McWhorter developed this mobile testing center with Dr. Sean Caldwell, the team doctor for the Denver Broncos, Colorado Rockies, and Denver Nuggets. They did it not to stop kids from playing contact sports, but to do it safely.
After a certain number of years of concussions becoming more and more of an epidemic in sports, parents are going to be more and more resistant to letting their kids participate. And if we lose that youth athletics in our community, then where does our pro athletics go someday?
Jerry Bell, KOA News Radio, close up.